Zadie, if the ministers are locked in the palace and then in the tower, how will the Jews get to them? And once the decrees are written into law, there's no way to remove them. What could they do?
Oh, Tully, I've told you many times that we must have faith in Hashem to get us out of even the worst gezeros in the world. You see, Tully und Label, the Rove of St. Petersburg was a great time with Chochem called Rav Gedalia. And he had a young son by the name of Ayaleb, who loved to hike around the outskirts of the city and play by the river that flowed nearby. One warm spring day, Ayaleb was sitting on a large branch of a tree on the riverbank when he saw a beautiful coach and two white horses pull up to the river's edge.
Who could possibly be riding that ornate coach with golden trim? It must be a man of high rank. Why, look, there's a young boy no older than me stepping out of the coach. He's wearing a marvelous purple coat covered with golden medals and decorations. And right after him is a soldier acting as his escort. Why, that must be the royal prince Alexander Tsarevich Nikolaevich III. I surely don't want him to see me, so I'll move back on this branch where I'll be hidden. I think I can still hear what they are saying.